Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams and riches become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind in the burning light.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back from his Innocent Age album. No, I don't get a commission when you buy that album. I know it probably sounds like it. I just love that album, and I like telling people about it because I was a big fan of, and still I am a big fan of, the late Dan Fogelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm not late yet. I'm not dead yet. I'm getting better. And I'm enjoying our time together. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. By the way, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, ageofthecustomer.com, for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Let me say this about that. I sell the book. I want you to buy the book. I hope you'll buy the book. It'll make me very happy if you buy the book. You can buy an electronic book, the electronic version on Amazon. You can buy the hardback from a number of places, including from me, and get an autograph copy. But mostly what I want you to do is make sure that you know what's going on in the age of the customer, and that you're paying attention to what's happening, that you understand that that customers are now empowered, and that when the customers are empowered, you're disrupted. And so, but if you understand what's going on, if you understand all that, you won't be as disrupted. You'll be able to hang on, and you'll learn how to focus on what customer expectations are instead of what your competition is up to. And the point I want to make, though, is that even though I want you to buy my book, I make a lot of that information available right there on the website. And on my other website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, there's a whole section right there on the left there. You can click on The Age of the Customer. It includes all kinds of columns and podcasts and videos that's all about the age of the customer. So you can learn a lot about what I talk about in the book right there on the website, and that's free. I'm gonna give that to you because my first goal is to help you to succeed and be successful, and my second goal is hopefully that you buy the book because I think you'll like it. I think you want to keep it. I want to talk about that just a little bit more. I want to talk about social media and the way I treat it in the book. You know, I call for a long time, you've heard me say this before, I've called myself the social media heretic. And you know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo, a true believer who is concerned about the way things are going and who's sounding warnings about what the madding crowd is up to. And the popular delusions of the madding crowd. And so in that chapter, I think it's chapter 17, I call it Social Media Arose by Any Other Name. And I talk about my heresy, my social media heresy, which I mean, one of the first things I did when I first started learning about social media was I started telling you that you're going to need to be, this is going to need to be part of your life. You're going to need to be focusing on social media. But I was also almost immediately a heretic about it because I knew that social media was all about building communities. It was never about Facebook or MySpace or Twitter or LinkedIn. Social media, folks, is, and of course, as you probably know, I don't even like the term. In business, I don't like the term social media. I think it should be called building online customer communities. Because if you think about that, if you use the term building online customer communities, you won't think about Facebook. You won't think about Twitter. You'll just think about, what am I doing? What is my activity? What is the goal of my activity? The goal of my activity is to build a community online, to build multiple communities online, getting people connecting with prospects so you can convert them into customers, and doing it in the way that the social media environment will allow you to, which is slower. Much slower than the classic marketing advertising paradigm. And so I've encouraged you to be part of the social media world to develop a strategy. But I've also encouraged you to not trust the platforms. Use Facebook, use Twitter, use Pinterest, use all the others to your advantage. Find the one that fits your strategy the best. Many people, we had a guy on here this week who said first Twitter, then Facebook, then some of the others. That was his organization for how to focus your strategy. He talked about how to use Twitter for local search and all that. But it doesn't matter. I don't care which one you use. What I do care about is that you don't trust them. And that's because these platforms are available to you for free. But they're designed to encourage you to use them, but their ultimate goal is to drive their share price now that they've gone public. And so that means that you're not on top of their list of people to think about. The share price is number one. And there's going to be a conflict between those two. So what I've encouraged you to do is whenever you develop a community on any of the platforms, migrate those same people as soon as you can. Find a way to migrate them into a parallel universe that you have more control over. You've heard me talk about that. Develop them into lists that are off the platform, so that if you wake up one morning and Facebook has ticked off all of your community and they've just gone away, you still know where they are. So, and that's something I talk about in that chapter in the book. It's almost 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me, I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.